Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kiera. Can I get your zip code, please?
Hi, Kiera. It's 29588. My
Thank
daughter's
you.
name is Sierra.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, somewhat similar.
Well, me and my
Yep.
cousin has the same name, so
That's cool.
we just spell it different.
Yeah. I spell Sierra, Ciara, like the perfume, because she was a Valentine baby.
See, that's how my name is spelled. It's just with the K. My cousin spells hers
Cool.
with the E.
Yep, exactly. We've gone through that all for life because people want to spell it Ciara.
Yes.
Yep, that's funny.
Okay, can I get your first and last name, please?
It's Crystal. My last name is Bell.
Thank you for that information. Can you verify your address?
Yes, it's 803 Getting Drive, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 29588.
Thank you for that information. So you have the keto and the cleanse. How can I help you today?
Okay, I had my husband, like a dingbat, ordered me these keto pills. Okay, and then it was supposed to be just all you had to pay for was the shipping. And so about, I don't know, a week after I received it, we were charged Saturday on the 27th, I believe. Yes. And there was an alert that came up on my bank saying that there was a, anyway, so I disputed it, but she did not block my card. Now it is done today, but they have charged my card again for $92, and then there's one for $91. So that's $183 that's being taken out of my account. But I wanted to know if the products that were supposed to come along with that are actually on their way, because I just took the other two bottles that was supposed to be just the shipping and whatever handling. I just took those to the post office, and they're coming back. And I just need to know if whatever they charge me twice for now, again, if anything was shipped, or if I maybe could stop the shipment and get credited that amount of money. I'm just a little confused about it all.
Okay. Now, when it was originally purchased on the 10th of March for $7.45 and $6.70, it was a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply. You have 14 days to call and cancel. If you do not want to be in a monthly subscription or charge the full retail price of the products, due to you not calling and cancel before the trial period expired, it charged you the full retail price of those products and enrolled you in a monthly subscription. Now, we do not have a return policy due to health and safety standards. So the products are yours to keep. So we will be sending those products back because we don't take them back once they have been sent out to the customer. Now, the only thing I can do is cancel out your account for you. So you will not receive any more charges or any more shipments. Due to you filing a dispute with your bank, I cannot process a refund on the account. You'll have to give us a call back with your bank on the line in order for us to process a refund.
Okay, well, they're going to take care of that. There's hopefully they will take care of that, but I was told I was supposed to ship those back. I just find it very scammage because, number one, it hasn't been a month since he ordered the first amount of pills. It is now the 30th, not the 10th. So that's not even 30 days separate from where I'm enrolled in this program. Do you know what I
That's
mean? So
correct,
that's
'cause
kind of fraudulent right there.
it's a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply. It wasn't a 30-day trial.
Right, I understand, but that was also placed on the 10th. It is now the 31st, and I have been charged again besides the first initial charge.
That's
I've been
because
charged
it was
for
a
another one.
14-day trial.
And you charged me for those two bottles, or they did, not you personally. But then I have another charge coming out, and it's not even been. It's I don't understand how you could how they can say it's been 30 days when the initial order was on the 10th.
Ma'am. It's not, it has not been 30 days. It hasn't been 30 days.
That's what I'm saying. So why
that's correct.
For the 30 day supply?
Because it's a 14 day trial of a 30 day supply.
$90 some.
No, ma'am. They was charging you the 14 days. It's because it was a 14-day trial. Once your 14-day trial period was up, it charged you the full retail price. And then it enrolled you in a monthly subscription. So that means that once you're enrolled in a monthly subscription, they're going to start charging you every month. You
okay,
only got to try the products out for 14 days. And you didn't cancel before the trial was up. So that's why you
were
charged.
Well, I tried, but nobody would answer the phone. That's when my bank flagged it Saturday, too. But I did try to call, and I got no response whatsoever. But what my thing is that why is there another charge? It says another company called Super Confident New Body. Is that not affiliated with you guys? Because it's the same amount of money.
Okay, we got a $91.89 and a $92.90 charge.
Yeah.
Those are the two charges we have for you, and that's for each product, one for the cleanse and one for the keto.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's not okay. Did that product already ship, the one from the Super Confidential Body? It's a scam. It's all a scam, and I know this.
You're being charged for the ones that you already received. That's the
no,
full
ma'am.
Retail price of those products.
$180-something dollars?
Yes, ma'am.
Two different transactions with two different company names.
They provide the product.
That doesn't even make sense. Yeah, that's not okay. That's very fraudulent on so many levels. I can understand the $675 and maybe the other one charge, but when you're charging, and I don't have that kind of money. Number one, I have custody of my two grandbabies, and I don't even have that kind of money. That is ridiculous. Could you just look for me and see if they have shipped me anything else?
No, ma'am.
If they have not shipped me, okay.
You don't have any more shipments. It's just the one that you received for the trial. You had to pay the full retail price of those products first before you received the new shipment.
They have stopped payment on that, and they're not getting that money. My bank is already stopping payment. They've already stopped payment. They will not receive any money from me. So I'm glad to know that I do not have to return any more of this product. The two are getting returned today. I will have a slip from the post office. Whether you can take it back or not, I will fight on this. I will fight this issue. I don't have this kind of money, and it was very, very, very tricky, and that's not okay. I mean, my husband was trying to do some, which he didn't have done. But like I said, I am on very limited income right now, and I cannot afford this.
I do apologize.
And it's just horrible.
I can go ahead and provide you with the cancellation number if you would like.
Please, thank you.
That's C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
C is in Charlie. A
yes,
is
ma'am.
In Apple. Number 4. Number 5. Mm-hmm. 0. F is in Frank. C is in Charlie. Number 7. E is in Edward. Number 5.
Okay. All right, this is nothing personal against you, Miss Kiera, okay? I'm just a little upset. Like I said, I don't have that kind of money. And they just took $180-some out on me. And I'm raising my grandchildren. I got that, and I will continue to try to fix it with my bank.
I do understand. I really apologize, but I did go ahead and cancel that out for you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.